Call the meeting to order. Very good. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-9 R.W. Durham and Associates.
I would note that we have a substitute attorney for the rest of the evening, Richard Burrell, also assistant county attorney, for the record.
All right, sir. Welcome, Mr. Burrell.
Subdivision 2006-9 is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 125.79 acres into 116 lots, located northwest of Route 506, 2,100 feet southwest of Route 498. This application has also been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if we received any additional comments on this application.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC review of October 25th, 2006 will be made a part of the record, and we've received four letters in opposition to this application. They're all signed by the individual property owners. I'll pass a copy of those down for you. One of the letters had about 20 photographs attached to it. That's also provided in there, and they'll all be made a part of the record. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you.
I have a question. Mr. Abbott, I'm looking at a plan dated June of 2005. Is that what we've got? What we think will be presented?
Yeah, we haven't received this one copy. That's the only one I have.
Thank you.
What I have is one you got.
All right, then. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. My name is John Murray. I'm a project manager with Kircher Engineering, located here in Georgetown. I stand before you this evening representing R.W. Durham & Associates, who are asking this evening for your consideration to grant preliminary approval to the development plan shown in front of you, a subdivision known as Ellis Grove. I hope in the plans that you had mentioned that there should be three pages with that set. There should have been an initial overview plan, and then there should have been two additional plans with it, giving a little bit more of a blow-up detail of each half of the development. I hope that you have that in the packet that you had mentioned. R.W. Durham & Associates on this property, this 128.86 acres, is proposing to develop a 116-lot single-family home subdivision. All 116 lots would be at least minimum three-quarter acre in size. The density proposed is 0.9 units per acre. On the development, there are approximately 7 acres, in fact 6.99 acres, which are set aside for passive recreation stormwater management areas. There are 10.12 acres that are delineated wetlands, which would be permanently preserved and not made a part of the development plan. Each lot within the subdivision, if approved, would utilize individual lot wells, individual lot septics. A septic preliminary soil feasibility study was completed by Delaware Environmental, was submitted to Deneric for their review, and a non-binding feasibility letter approval was obtained by Deneric July 7th, 2005. Within the development, the developer is planning on proposing that street lighting would be placed throughout the subdivision, as what has commonly been asked of conditions on approval of late. There is not a current plan other than in the open space areas to provide sidewalks throughout the development. Stormwater management discharge for the site, luckily, if you look to the west side of the development, adjacent to the Forest Knoll Estate subdivision, there's actually an existing what looked to be borrow pit beyond the adjacent tree line, behind the lots on the western side of the property. That borrow pit currently does hold some water. The water from that borrow pit does discharge into Cod Creek, which then discharges into the Nanticoke River. If approved and we were to move forward with an engineering design for the development, we would propose to use that area, the borrow pit, for stormwater management, if allowable by Deneric and the Army Corps of Engineers, to limit the amount of open space that would have to be required to be used for stormwater management throughout the development. As mentioned, or I don't believe was mentioned, this also went through a PLUS review. We obtained plus comments and responded to those comments. We received receipt of understanding that those comments were received by Constance Holland in a letter directed to Lawrence Lang dated November 22, 2005. At this time, that is what I have to offer in the way of presentation on development. I'm open for any comments that you may have.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy. Do you have a deed restriction? Has that been submitted?
Yes, they were. In fact, in the comments we received from Griffin and Hackett, as was I guess part of the TAC comments, the covenants and restrictions were received and were reviewed.
Okay. The area along the it's lot 15 through 21. Butting up to the lands of Helen C. Dickerson Bennett. That should be forested buffer there.
There was some question as to whether or not it should be. In the technical advisory committee comments we received back, there was a note from Mr. Robertson in his notes that stated that it was unclear as to whether or not a buffer would be required in that area. It is my understanding that the area located to the north is currently being used for agricultural purposes. So we do understand that if preliminary approval were to be granted, that we would be required to provide a 30-foot buffer in that area. Okay.
So you're stating that you would put a 30-foot yes. buffer along there? Because
yes.
it is ag
right.
land.
Right. Okay. And we would propose, of course, it'd be a forested buffer, and more than likely, if there are any spoil materials from grading on the site, we would more than likely in that 30-foot area propose some type of berm just to create a little bit more of a visual break from the agricultural lands and the residential lands.
And you wouldn't have any other lots within the forested buffer, is that correct?
Correct.
And the wetlands, there's some wetlands there?
Correct, on the west side of the property, along the tree line.
So we don't have any lot lines within the wetlands?
No, there are not.
Okay.
And also with that, there would be no tree clearing required on the site since the trees are limited to that area was delineated as wetlands.
And Mr. Abbott, do we have the septic feasibility?
I don't have a copy of it.
I have a copy with me this okay. evening. I can leave it with you.
Okay. You'll need to submit it before we close the public hearing
okay.
if it'll be part of the record.
Most definitely.
Now, do we have a copy of the your response to the plus comments? Do you have that?
I don't have a hard copy of that with me this mm-hmm. evening. I do have a copy again of the letter from Constance Holland responding to the comments that we had sent back. I can also leave that with you. I believe that was addressed to Mr. Lank.
Do we have anything like that, Mr. Abbott?
Yes, I have them right here.
Okay.
Okay. And also, if I could, copy the feasibility.
Okay. And you stated you're going to have sidewalks or you're not going to have sidewalks?
There are, other than the open space, there are no proposed sidewalks adjacent to the roadways. We are proposing the standard county crawl section for these roadways to be developed, which would be a 50-foot wide right-of-way, 20-foot wide paved area. There is a shoulder area provided. We do believe that it is in character with adjacent developments, namely Forest Knoll Estates / Tanglewood Run, which is a 66-lot single-family home development located to the west of this property. There's also Tussock Estates and North Townsend 2, which in total are over 100 lots located within a mile and a half of this property. It would be similar in character to those other major subdivisions.
And would you be willing to, put a hunting notice in your deed restrictions because there is hunting in that area?
I don't think that our client would be objectionable to doing so.
All right.
I don't believe that our client would be objectionable to doing so.
Well, what was the question?
I can't talk any louder, I don't think, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the system. I will ask everyone to speak up. There are a few seats closer to the front here. You're welcome to move up.
This is not church. We're not going to preach at you. Nobody's going to bite you if you move up. So we will ask everyone to speak up, and hopefully you'll be able to hear. If you can't, I would encourage you to move a little closer to the front.
The question was whether the applicant would be willing to put a hunting notice in the deed restrictions. And your comment?
I had stated that I don't believe that our client would be objectionable to doing that.
That's all the questions I have right now, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is going to be individual well and septic.
Correct.
Do you, because we're familiar with your credentials as engineer, do you see any problems with how you've clustered lots 46 through 116? Do you see any problems with those lots being able to maintain the setbacks and separation distance of adjoining wells and septics from one lot to the other?
No, we do not. Actually, unfortunately, the commission apparently didn't have a copy of the feasibility approval that was given back by Denerec. The only area of limitation on any of the lots within the subdivision, insofar as a standard gravity system, were those lots that were adjacent to the woodlands over where the wetlands were delineated. Aside from those several lots abutting that area, there were no limitations on any of the other lots within the subdivision. Being as how the total property now is completely cleared and being used for agricultural use, we don't see there being a problem with at least tree clearing and having to configure where septics would be versus wells. There would have to be some special attention paid by the developer if preliminary approval is granted and we move forward with where those septics were to be placed versus where the wells were going to be placed. But there shouldn't be any limitation due to the nature of the soils.
So the soils are pretty much wide open, that's what you're saying?
With the exception of those lots adjacent to where the woodlands are now on the west side of the property.
And you don't see any mound systems going in a front yard to accommodate because the neighbor has a well within 15 or so feet of his property line, which he could do?
No, the limitations didn't appear to be mound related, more LPP related, so we wouldn't have a true gravity system. There were no areas identified by the soil investigator where there's a possibility of having to place mounds.
Does the applicant propose to sell these with builder tie-in so he can have some control over placement of the homes and the apparatus?
I don't believe so, but I do have a representative of R.W. Durham Associates here with me this evening. Hopefully I could ask her to come up and answer that question for you.
Good evening, sirs. I'm Debbie Breedingham with Laurel Realty, located in Laurel, Delaware. Your question was?
Question: will the lots be sold with the builder tie-in?
Normally we have done that, yes. And as in developing North Townsend, Mr. Durham had gone ahead and done all the septic evaluations and septic permitting in order to make sure that the houses were placed correctly and the wells and the septics were located on the lots.
Mm-hmm. Do you see this as a phased-in type development or not?
Actually, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
No other questions?
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
I have some questions and some comments for our engineer. Number one, with a project of this size, I can tell you I'm particularly disturbed that I did not have a presentation booklet that summarizes all the information that you're presenting, including a copy of the plus comments and your response to plus comments, as well as the other matters you presented here, such as the location of the different other subdivisions that may be in the area. You know, I know when I personally visited the site, I was keenly aware of all the surrounding agricultural area and the rural nature and the implication that there's all these developments around. I'm not privy to that other than the one that's Forest Knoll, which is right down the road. So just for future, I don't need a great big book like this one, but I would find that it would be much better for me to be able to render a decision one way or the other if I have those presentation materials, you know, available for my preview as well as my review during the course of the public hearing. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, I have no questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Are there any proposed amenities in this development? Is there any?
As of yet, there are no. There's not been much thought into the hard amenities, what would be out there. With the space, the open space that's being provided, there's not a situation where more active recreation, other than possibly, you know, playgrounds, more than likely, could be placed out there. And so far as ball fields, no. But there are some passive plans for the recreation out there, being the walking paths, placing some benches out there, especially because that area located to the west, although it's showing as being wooded in a borrow pit, it's actually, believe it or not, a nice looking area. And so far as the maturity of the woods, and it is a nice wet pond type feature. So
would that borrow pit be open to the community? Is that how it's going to work?
And so far as traversing around it on like a trail or something to that effect, there is the opportunity to do that on the east side of that area. Insofar as the west side, it's also possible. If we did encroach into that area, though, we would be required to go through the Army Corps of Engineers to get a permit for any sort of improvements we would make there. We were not proposing to go into that area just for that reason, so it could be preserved, but we would be open to suggestion.
Okay. Was there one of the pictures was here was what I think is two bald eagles. Was there an endangered species review done at all?
Other than what we had received during the PLUS review and the comments, we don't have anything on record, at least from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, that had any sort of concern regarding endangered species in this area.
I have no further questions. All right, sir, Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Counts.
Just one question. I'm sorry, when did you say the jurisdictional determination was requested?
Was completed?
Requested. Haven't you requested a JD?
Oh, no, we did not request a JD. No, the wetland delineation had been performed, and the JD is still pending. What I was just mentioning was that if we were to impact that area, currently at least what's identified as wetlands, we would have to go through the Army Corps.
So you still have to submit for a determination?
We're still waiting on that. It's been submitted. We're still waiting on it. We have not received it yet.
Thank you. That's all.
That it?
Yes, sir.
Question?
I've got one.
Okay, go ahead. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Burrow?
No, sir.
I just have one.
40.
Do you have enough room by the entrance to have a school bus stop?
We do. I was hoping you'd ask that question just because there's times in the past we've recently received comment from the County Engineering Department regarding the bus stops as shown, and they typically refer back that we ask the Planning Commission at time of final approval, if you were to go that far, to have their recommendation placed on the size. So with that, I would say we have the room. We can place one out there, and I would ask that if preliminary approval were to be granted, that there be some sort of consideration for the size that the commission would deem appropriate for the bus stop.
Thank you. That's all I have. All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else? All right, sir. We appreciate your presentation. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-9 R.W. Durham & Associates? In favor? In favor. Come on up. Okay. I'm getting to you, okay? Are you ready? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-9? All right, sir. We'll start right up here near the front with the gentleman in the gray shirt and work our way back.
My name is Jim Kimball. I live in the adjoining community of Forest Knoll Drive. My property is adjacent to Card Creek, and the pictures that I sent and gave to Mr. Lark, and the map, and the two pages of questions, I developed those for you know, your benefited zoning and planning. I worked zoning and planning in Connecticut when I lived there. And I also was an engineer, but that was a few years ago. Basically, a few things I just heard kind of confuses me. I hear the gentleman say we got 125 acres and we're going to build 116 houses. And then I hear he's got 16 acres for this and 10 acres for that. And he's got open spaces and he's got a place for the school buses and walking paths. Now, let's start with the walking paths. You have the pictures and you see Card Creek. Unless they're going to have a walking path with a bridge over that creek, which is what they'd have to do with the Army Corps of Engineers, that open space is of no value to them except to say it's open space. My concern is that they're building houses, if I can show you, they're building houses right along these lot lines here, right up to the very edge of that. Now that's a drop. You have pictures, it drops 12, 14 feet. It's a little dangerous. I would think they'd should have a fence and a setback at least 20 feet for the children. If you're gonna have 116 homes, you're gonna have a lot of children in this area. And maybe with some trees to shade it off so it's not an attractive nuisance for somebody to drown in that creek. Safety, the entrances, roads, one road. Why can't we get a road on 506 so that the fire trucks, if there's a problem, how are they going to get in and out of here? Even Forest Knowles has got a dead end, and when people come in with ambulances looking for the houses at night, they end up in a dead end, and then they got to try to back around and turn around. And a 50-foot road, that doesn't cut it. Really doesn't. Especially when you're talking about kids being dropped off for school. I didn't take a picture of Forest Knoll Drive, but in the morning, it's a double-wide area. You can't get out because of the mothers double-parked all the way up the line. And we only have 17 kids in our development. Road work improvements. 498 there is a narrow road. 506 is even narrower. Are there any plans? You know, the builder has these grandiose plans, but you and I are the taxpayers, and we're going to have to pay for more schools, upgrading of the area. And I don't mind developments. I just think that 116 homes on 125 acres is a little bit ridiculous, especially when you look at the narrow lengths of some of these that are squeezed in just so they can build another house. Now, Forest Knowles Estates, 1 acres, 1 acre each. That's sufficient for a good septic system. And believe me, Forest Knowles has 5 different types of septic systems, even though Denrec approved the normal system when I started putting them in. Every system was different. You know, it sounds good, but when they get in there and they start digging, and I know they haven't dug, you know, pits for 116 wells or septic systems, you're going to have a bit of a problem. Now, how do they get around this? Why? My feeling is an acre would be sufficient. Nice size, good community, good roads, you know, a lot size. That's kind of standard. It depends on... The other thing it depends on is when are they going to build these? What I see down there now for Laurel Realty, they build 5 here and 5 here and 3 there and 2 there. Is there any kind of a planning and zoning requirement that if you sign for, say, 116 houses, that developer is going to build 116, or is he going to sell it to Joe Blow like happened in our community 3 times? We have a different guy in there now building a different type house, doing whatever he damn well pleases because nobody seems to worry about it. And we're on septics, and an acre is a good size. Anything under an acre today, even though it is farmland, as you can see, it's flat, nothing there. But the runoff all runs to the northeast. Melon farmer had melons in there last year, and half of the crop died, and there may be one of the people that lives on 506 that can attest to it better than I can. I didn't see anything about retention ponds. We have a small community. We got 2 giant retention ponds. One's almost an acre. Where are they going to put these? Or are they going to dump it into Cod Creek and kill the wildlife? I brought the pictures on those eagles. Those are only 2. We have at least five eagles that are on the properties. We don't know where their nest is. We haven't bothered hunting. We have beaver, you got fox, you name it, all in those woods along there. Now, are we going to lose all that? You know, it's that's my objection to this. I don't care if they build. I just think they should realize that to have a good community and not to look like it's happening out at the beach where you sneeze and the guy next door gives you a handkerchief. I mean, it's ridiculous. You'd think the Indians were going to attack the way they brought the wagons. They do this in Arizona and out west all the time. My job with my company was to build buildings all over the United States, and I saw it in every community. These people would come in and jam this down your throats, and then they leave. You know, we're going to be here till we die, and they better get used to that, because we're not, you know, we're not going to be done with this, even when this is all said and done here. The other thing is that water runoff. That really worries me. You know, they got 10 acres. Is that going to be the roads? Where's all that blacktop? Everybody gets a blacktop driveway. Maybe we should have them just put gravel driveways in. The water would sink into the ground then. There's a good aquifer out there. Instead of letting it all run off and run into the creek. And that's the only place it can run. Because if you go out there and look, coming down Shockley on both sides, everything from those farms drains into that creek right now. And as I said, wildlife, I'd like to see the area, you know, kept as a wildlife preserve on the other side, on the west side of Cod Creek there, and some safety for the kids and whoever lives in this development. And right now, you look at those long, narrow lots. You know, how do you build a house? See, I don't know. Their setbacks are probably based on what your requirements are, 15 feet. Target Properties owned a subdivision we're in. He demanded 25 feet. That was a blessing. 25 feet, you got 50 feet between houses. You got some privacy. This is going to be like a giant schoolyard. And with one road in and out, the traffic's going to be horrendous. And how did the other thing, the firemen, how are the firemen going to get down here? They're 8 miles away. We have no police protection. There's only one way in and in and out. And what I had mentioned in the letter was to take the northeast end at 506, break that piece of property up, and run a second 50-foot road out. So you got a way to get in and out of here. 116 people going to work in the morning on one narrow road? Not a good idea. As I say, we don't want to stop the builder from building. We just like to see more responsible thought and not just making a big dollar and getting out. I mean, you know, so that's about all I've got. I got a lot of other things, but they're not as important as the buffer zone and saving the wildlife there. Now, I found out the eagles, they're supposed to get 175-foot radius from their tree nest, but we don't know where they are. We see them come in. My neighbor, he goes and fishes down there, slaps the fish in the water, throws it out. Eagle comes down and grabs it and has breakfast. Great. I mean, where else can you go and have this? And is this going to get destroyed with this? I mean, anyway, I guess that's enough for me. You have all the pictures, anything you need. You got my telephone number. Give me a yell.
All right. All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, who's next? Ladies and gentlemen, I think our attorney made it very clear in the beginning, we do not have applause. If it happens again, we'll close the public hearing. Now, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am, with your hand up, and the lady in the lavender.
My name is Carol Scott, and I live on Shockley Road, 506. We also have property in Forest Knoll on Forest Knoll Drive. And my opposition to it is, maybe it's not an opposition, really. I just want the information. What kind of homes are you going to build? That hasn't been said. It hasn't been said whether they want stick-built, double-wides.
I'll try to find out for you.
That's important. That's important to me.
Okay.
And there is, with all the property there, 125 acres, there's also a little cemetery on that lot. I know you're not allowed to build or move that.
Correct.
I don't see that anywhere on there, but it's there. And as far as school buses go, I don't know where the kids are going to go to school in the first place. The school in Laurel is so overcrowded that my neighbor's child has to drive into Laurel every day, into the center of Laurel, and then he has to take a bus from there to Georgetown. That's a very long day for a grade school child. And my other opposition is I don't know about the law here, but I know in some subdivisions in Pennsylvania that if you build so many homes, so many, a percentage of those homes has to be Section 8. I don't know about Sussex County.
That is not a requirement in Sussex County.
That's fine. Perfect. But I would like to know what kind of homes they intend to build, because
I'll find out for you.
They proposed to build Forest Knoll in the 66 homes, and that's not going to happen. It's not been finished. They don't intend to finish it. And we find this out through proposals of other developments that Laurel Realty is going to build. And because we want to have our own homeowners association, which says in our covenant, you have to have 75% of the homes built. Well, we are 75% full, because they don't intend to finish our development. They haven't finished North Towns Inn. They start them and then they go away. And they were saying about the septics are going to be the normal, you know, drainage. My next door neighbor has a mound system, which he was told positively was not necessary. It's trouble with his septic for 3 years and finally had to have a mound system put in, have every pipe in his house replaced, because so much moisture got into the home by having the wrong septic system. They had to remove all his pipes, new heating system, new air conditioning system, all at his expense. That's my main concern. What kind of homes are they going to put there?
All right, ma'am. I'll find out for you here in just a minute. Mrs. Brittingham, would you like to address the lady's concern regarding the type and perhaps size of homes that you're proposing to build? If you need to come up.
I don't have the copy of the restrictions in front of me, but I know that the homes will be at least 1,200 square feet, stick-built on-site with attached one-car garages. And the development will have a homeowners association to maintain the lights and the common areas. Anything else?
That's fine. Okay, anyone else like to speak? Yes, sir, all the way in the back on the end with your view. Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Don Smith. I live on Country Road 498, which is Ellis Grove Road. Now, my property will back up to the north section of the proposed subdivision, right in here. This Ellis Grove Country Road, where's 498 on here? Right here, okay. I'm right in here. My property is backing right up that, with five homes there. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a buffer protecting us there.
I don't believe there's a requirement for a buffer.
No, yeah, I was just asking. Yeah. Now, some of the questions I was going to ask have already been answered.
Good.
But I was concerned about the water drain off. Now, I've walked those roads quite a bit with my dog, and last year they had a good-sized rain. Now, that whole northeast section of that subdivision where there's going to be a cul-de-sac, that was underwater, and it stayed there for like 3 weeks. Now, you don't get a storm like that every couple of months, but if you get one once a year, that's enough. Now, if there was a home there...
I think if you get one like that every 100 years, yeah, that's yeah. enough. Because that was 12 inches of rain in 24 hours, yeah, I think is what you're referring to.
Yeah. And, it does happen. And those properties, they would have been a lot of water in their property. And I was concerned about the septic tanks like the other people are, you know. Has there been a study on that? Is it going to contaminate the underground water with 116 septic tanks in a small area like that?
You're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking someone, yeah.
Apparently there's a septic feasibility has been done. That is one of the things that they consider. So I haven't seen the document, so I can't really answer your question mm-hmm. right now.
Okay. Okay, like I say, most of the questions have already been asked that I was going to ask on it. Yeah. Okay. But I was concerned about the water runoff. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir. The young man who was so eager earlier. Come on up. It's your turn now. You have the floor.
Good evening. For the site where the cat...
Sir, we need your name and address, please.
Oh, okay. My name's Chad Dickerson. I live in Laurel, Delaware. Williams Road, 498A, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
For the site, the county dug a hole on the where the land is right now, where they're going to build, for road improvements years ago. The public, which is the general area back then, used a hole for trash dumping, and they basically covered it up. And land right now is sinking in. Has there been any proposals for any land reclamation? And if so, will the trash be removed and the soil cleaned up where the dump used to be?
I don't know, but I'll try to find out.
And has there been any test wells?
I don't know, but I'll try to find out.
That's a good question.
I'll try to get you a good answer.
All right.
Put a lot of pressure on me, though. I want you to know that.
Oh, absolutely. So.
What else do you have, young man?
All right. Where the water quality or the BMP, the best management practices, are going to be put in place in the meeting of the state and county requirements?
That has to be done.
Okay.
If it's approved. It's not even approved yet. So.
Right.
But if it's approved, yeah.
Okay. All right. For the water quality of the BMP, will you be leaning towards green technology, biotrend areas, or grass wells or fresh strips, which the state prefers?
Try to find out.
To help reduce the nitrogen leading from the septic system to the proposed homes and to the pond, Cod's Creek, and the Nanticoke, all which are tributaries of the Chesapeake Bay, are you proposing to abbreviate septic system? Studies that have shown to reduce nitrogen leading into the ground septic system to about 80%.
I suspect that what will be proposed will be that which is acceptable to the state of Delaware. You're getting into areas that are quite technical now that really are beyond scope of what we're doing here this evening. Good questions. No question that they're good questions. What is before the commission this evening is a proposed subdivision. The decision we're making is whether that should even be there, no matter what kind of septic systems they have. Okay, so that's the question we're trying to answer tonight. I think your question's a good one, but I don't think anybody's prepared to answer it yet because they don't even know if they're going to have a subdivision.
All right.
But we'll try to get the answers to your others.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I got some more questions and issues to bring up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I doubt I can answer a single one of them, but you go ahead. I'll do my best.
All right. Are you proposing to use existing pond for water quality?
I'm not proposing anything.
Okay.
What's your question?
I got some more. With the construction of the development, if it goes, Shackley Road is sure to be torn from construction traffic and other roads exiting into it. Are you proposing to do any improvements on Shackley Road to and from 24, or?
Sir, I don't know who prepared these questions for you, but I am not doing this development.
Okay.
These folks over here are, and I really can't answer those questions for you, but I can try to get an answer for you. In regard to the tearing up of the road and so on, certainly there would be some obligation for them to mitigate or repair whatever they tear up. I mean, you know, would stand to reason. That's a question you really need to direct to DLDOT because that's beyond scope of our jurisdiction. So that's one you need to ask them. I mean, I could just tell you what I think, but I can't give you an authoritative answer.
Right.
Keep going. What else you got?
All right. The change of the character of the land, okay? Were there any buffers taking place?
I already said that. I said no. There's no requirement for buffers except where it's adjacent to agricultural uses.
Right.
That's where they're required. They haven't offered any other buffers. They're not shown on their plan, so I would say the answer is no.
Okay. All right, got another.
Yeah, the one. Anything that's wherever they're adjacent to an agricultural use, there'll have to be a buffer. But that's the only place that there has to be one.
All right, I got a couple more questions. What impacts will have on the local schools, fire department, police department, and will there be for the children for the schools? Will they have a shelter for school bus?
I think that question was already asked and answered in the affirmative. There will be a school bus shelter.
Right.
The kids will go to whichever school the development lies in, whichever school district the development lies in.
Yeah. Okay, because it was a little shady there with that question there. And if it does get approved or whatever, will there be what about noise pollution as far as the building of the property?
I mean, construction noise?
Right.
I imagine there'll be some.
Right. Okay. And I guess the biggest issue is what are they going to do about the old dump site?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out about that.
Because that's probably the biggest concern.
Okay.
So. Can you point out on the map where that site is?
Yeah, show you where you think it might be.
You need to look at the whole site.
It's more probably somewhere right here.
Okay.
It's a good size site. So.
Okay. All right, sir. Anything else?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to ask you your name one more time because I want to remember it.
Chad.
Chad what?
Chad Dickerson.
Chad Dickerson. All right, Chad. Thank you very much. Mr. Murray or Ms. Brittingham, this young man does raise an interesting question about a pre-existing dump site. Do either one of you have any knowledge of that and want to address it for us? Or
to the best of our knowledge, there's not a dump site there. I mean, if there is and it's in the vicinity of one of those lots and a preliminary approval would be granted, then I'd imagine that we're going to have to investigate that and find out if there is something there.
Be a good thing to know about before you start building houses. Okay. You want to speak? You got to do it up here.
I know that when Mr. Durham, along with Hal Dukes and Bob Raley, purchased this property from the previous farmer, that there was some garbage and stuff around that borrow pit that was removed at that time. I just don't recall anything about a dump site. Not saying it doesn't exist.
I understand that. What the young man was saying was that apparently the hole that was dug for the fill material to get the fill material out was later on was filled in with trash and then covered over is what I believe he testified to. Whether or not that's true or not, but I would think you would want to know that.
I can very definitely make sure they investigate that.
Okay. All right. Who's next? Yes, sir. I'm going to ask you to not be repetitive now. We've heard all about storm water and all that stuff. But go ahead. The floor is yours. It's your
meeting. I'm Wayne Dickerson. I live on 498A.
Does that boy belong to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now.
Who primed him, you, or did he come up with all that by himself?
What difference does it make?
None,
now, the
really?
Thing is, the deal about the dump, there's truth in that. Because everybody, it was dug by the state years ago when the roads were built. And then everybody in the neighborhood dumped the trash there and everything else. So that part is true. He doesn't know because it was before his time.
Right, but you
it was
you,
during my time.
You saw it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the neighborhood that still lives there, has been there all their life, knows it too.
About it.
So, I mean, that part is true.
Well, I think that's...
Because, I mean, the way you were talking to him a while ago, you felt, you know, he's just a kid, he don't know nothing, but I was there all my life.
No,
okay.
I didn't mean to insult the young man, but I did think it was kind of interesting that he was so loaded for bear at such a young age. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone else on the commission have any questions?
Question?
Yes, sir.
There was reference made to a cemetery. I don't think that was addressed.
Oh, that's right. Someone did mention a cemetery. Thank you. Mr. Murray or Mrs. Brittingham, again, are you aware of the existence of a cemetery?
Yes, sir.
There was not one located during the when the survey was collected. There was also none that were identified by the Historic Preservation Office during the PLUS review process. So to our knowledge, there's no cemetery present. But apparently this is something else we have to go with Historical Affairs on and check it out.
I would advise you, because whether it's there or not, whether it was in the records or not, if you find one the hard way with a backhoe, you've got trouble. So you may want to check out whatever these folks have
not a problem.
Said. Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Beverly Bryant, and I live on Forest Knoll. And there is a cemetery there. It's quite visible from 506 as you're driving out toward Ellis Grove Road. And there's this tombstone, and you can see it. So it shouldn't be that hard to find.
But can you point it out on the map there? Mr. Murray, would you be so kind as to assist the lady and help her get oriented as to what road is which and all that good stuff? And here comes some more reinforcements. Here we go. Because it's important to them. They want to know. I mean, if there's one there, they need to know about it. You sure it's on this site?
No.
Might be on the other side of the street or something. Yeah, might not be. Might not be.
It's not on their property. No.
Okay.
It's right there. Okay.
Okay. Everybody all right now?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to stay with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. If you are going to choose to leave now, I want to tell you that we appreciate your being here. If you are going to leave, we'd like you to do it quietly, because we're going to move on. We've got a lot more business to do, and we need to be able to hear, okay?